B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 8:30. LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
How do you recreate your favorite Hallmark Christmas movie?
You can actually do it.
You can actually do it.
You can live your own Hallmark
movie. Do it if you plan the right little getaway.
Just knock yourself out. Have a case of amnesia. Be great.
Yep.
Okay, that's coming up. Brian Bell.
Our own Clark Griswold up in Wilmington went national last night.
Awesome. What a job this guy did. And I will tell you why you should never, ever argue with a 7-year-old British boy about whether he's been naughty or nice.
Okay.
You'll lose that fight, okay?
Yeah.
That's coming up.
All right, so some people are so wild about Hallmark Christmas movies. Mm. You are, Bob.
Oh, stop. Now, look, I've said it over and over. We've tried to like it. Now it's like you hate watch because...
That's like you try to like cheesecake and then you hate eat it.
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, that's right. Not what I'm trying to say is there are 600 Hallmark movies, 50 actors, and 12 scripts.
Right.
I figured that out.
But people love them. And so these women decided to, a lot of women actually, and decided to recreate the Hallmark movie experience by planning a perfect getaway. Where do you go to sort of have that feeling? Well, we got four places for you. Booth Bay Harbor, Maine.
Very
small town,
yes.
Snowy, cute, coastal. Old Quebec City.
Nice.
It's charming. The Chateau Frontenac. Oh,
charming.
Alexandria, Virginia. It's very small in town,
yeah.
Cute, not as much snow. And if you want to go big, Salzburg, Australia.
Well, that's really,
where they. Oh, wow. That's where Sound
Australia?
Of Music was.
Salzburg, Australia?
Austria.
Oh,
sorry.
Austria.
Okay.
Well, you know, it doesn't really.
Salzburg, Australia,
hey,
by the way, is
Hello,
a very
mate.
Lovely place.
Hello, mate.
A shrimp on my body.
Merry Christmas, mate.
I hate everyone here. All right.
Okay. Salzburg, Australia. Good luck with the flight. All right, Brian, what do you got?
Hey, last night, my favorite show of the holiday season, The Great Christmas Light Fight, debuted on ABC. It's on Wednesday nights, the next couple of weeks. And last night, the Fiore family from Wilmington, they've been doing their house a couple, you know, with the crazy lights the last couple of years. Charlie, he's 23 and he does the lights on the house. And this year they've added.
Can't even get a 23-year-old to turn off the lights in my house.
So this kid's awesome.
Right?
He's so into it. He and his buddies built like facades of an entire neighborhood up and down their driveway. And they were on Christmas Light Fight last night on Channel 5, ABC. And not only that, they won $50,000.
That's awesome.
They won Christmas Light Fight. If you want to drive by up in Wilmington, it's on Concord Street. And they, you know, shut them down around 9:30 during the week, 10 o'clock on weekends. But, you know,
it's going to be
because planes are distracted.
No, it's the COVID.
Yeah,
the COVID. Yeah, the cooties come out 9:30. You didn't hear?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's great.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Nice
job, guys. Congratulations.
$50,000 goes to the light bill. Trust
right?
me with that. It is amazing. Brian, didn't you put it up on our Facebook page?
It is up on the ROR Morning Show Facebook page.
Check it out.
Impressive.
You can't believe it's somebody's house. Now that 23-year-old did it?
That's amazing.
That's really cool. Okay, LBF, get ready to hit it. This is, I think, like a 7-year-old British boy.
Yeah.
Arguing with his dad, who apparently thinks he's been a naughty boy.
Okay, ready?
Little boy begs to differ.
Okay.
You aren't absolutely. That's why you're on the naughty list.
I swear, trust me.
Well, that's why you're on the naughty list because you're being naughty right now. So you're gonna be on the naughty list if you keep talking like that.
No, because Father Christmas is not being very nice to me.
Because you're being naughty, so you're on the naughty list.
Naughty.
No, I'm not. I'm on the good list, actually.
You're not because you ain't being good.
I am on the good list. If you keep saying that word again and again and again. Yeah. I'm not
annoying. Father Christmas rung me last night when I was at work and said, you better tell Jackson to start being a good boy or he's going to stay on the naughty list and I get no presents for Christmas. That's what he said to me. So you've got to start being a good boy.
And I'll do what I've got to him.
No, you won't do it. What?
You must have punched
him. Punch his beard off.
Punch his beard off.
You're just silly, man.
Trust me, I'm not on bad list.
You're on the naughty list, mate.
No, I'm not.
Oh, anyway. My God. The indignation is amazing.
Jackson laying it down.
You know
right
what?
There.
You had that same argument with some kid from Boston.
Yeah.
He'd be like, you'd be like, that kid's a punk.
Right.
This kid, he's like at a tie. He's like, oh, Father Christmas. He's just as much of a punk, but he's like, I'm going to punch him in the beard. It sounds so much better when it's British.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Yes. He's the, punch your beard off.
Yeah, he's not Tiny Tim. He's the Tiny Terror. But
yeah, God bless us, everyone.
Yes.
Wow.
I think he won the argument. He wins. It's 8:36. Let's go to Margaritaville.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.